I'm Jimmy J, remembering Marshall Lytle of Bill Haley's Comets. Here he is right now on that thumping bass, Bill Haley on the lead vocal. It's Crazy Man, Crazy.
Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Oh man, that music's gone, gone. I said crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Oh man, that music's gone, gone. When I go out and I want a treat, find me a band with a solid beat. Take my chick and we dance about. When they start rocking, boy, we start shouting, shout. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. Said crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. They play it soft, they play it strong. They play it wild and they play it long. They just keep playing till they break a day. To keep them rocking on, you gotta say it's crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone.
No, no.
Let's go to the lines, and Charlie Gracie, I understand, is on the line as well. Charlie, welcome to Today in News.
Hey, Jimmy, good morning, and good morning to Kathy. Have my deepest sympathies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you got to tell us about Marshall, man? You have a tendency to lighten things up a little bit. You can tell us some stories, something funny.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to go to the beginning of my career when I was a kid. My mother and father took me to a place in Quaker City, Pennsylvania, a place called Sleepy Hollow Ranch. I was just a kid, you know. It was a picnic area that used to have great music, and every once in a while they'd bring some great bands in. So these fellas came out, Bill Haley and the Saddlemen. They had cowboy suits, they had cowboy hats, and when I heard that music, being a young guitarist, I said, this is what I want to do. So they inspired me a lot in my career. And then as the years went on, of course, we worked together many, many times throughout Europe, with the guys in the UK and France and Belgium, and my God, we toured Europe like crazy, and we had a wonderful time. There were great guys, great musicians, a lot of fun, and you know, he was an exciting guy. He never sat down much, Marshall. He was always like, you know, a jittery guy, a nervous energy type person, and when he got on stage, it all came out, and it was really spectacular, you see. And like I said, I'll tell you, 1987, when the fellas got back together again, we had a big show at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. And all the Philadelphia artists, including Bill Haley and the Comets, who were from the area, performed at the show. And they hadn't played together for years, the guys. You know, Johnny Grandy was still alive then, and there were five of them at the time, you know. And we got talking, and they said, Charlie, you play Europe a lot, you know. I said, yeah. So my wife got an idea. She said, why don't you call your agent and tell them to book the fellas over, and you could, you know, do the lead singing, because you were such a fan of Bill Haley's, you know. So I called the guy, and he said, Charlie, I can't book the whole package right now, but I'm going to try to book the fellas over. And you know what? When they started back in 87, they played Europe all these years, and I was happy to be the small implement in getting them back to the public again.
You were the one the impetus that did that. Yes, that's right.
Well, I mean, and we toured around. We had more fun. Let me tell you something. We had more fun and laughing and joking. You know, we're all musicians, you know. We told all the stories of our years in the business. He was just an exciting guy to be with, and we're going to miss him a lot. And, you know, what can I say except God bless his soul. You know, most recently we did, you know, we did a show at the casino with Marshall and the boys, and not long after that he had his leg amputated. You all know that story, right?
Right, right.
And then I worked with him. I worked with him about a year after that. We did a charity in a church in Philadelphia, and the guy with his little, you know, wound he had there, he sat on that stool. He did an hour and a half show, and he was just as dynamic as he was when he had both legs. What a tremendous trooper. Yeah, he's a trooper. Listen, we're show people, man. We could be on our deathbed, and when the light goes on, we start singing and playing.
That's right.
That's what we do, you know.
I do it in my refrigerator all the time. But listen.
Yeah.
Charlie, great talking to you. And thank you so much for calling in today.
Well, thanks for letting me be a small part of this. And God bless rock and roll. God bless our good friend. We're going to miss him a lot.
Thanks, Charlie Gracie, for checking in. Here you are right now from 1957 on Rewind with Butterfly.
You tell me you love me. You say you're true. Then you fly around with somebody new. But I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. Making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the trouble to guide. Cause the honey that drips through your sweet lips, one taste and I'm out of my mind. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings, you're flying as blue. Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You say you're true, then you fly around with somebody new. But I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You treat me mean, you're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I know from the first time I kissed you that you were the trouble to guide. Cause the honey drips from your sweet lips, one taste and I'm out of my mind. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings, you're flying as blue. Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly.
Remembering Marshall Idol of Bill Haley's Comets will continue. I'm Jimmy Jay.